Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. I'm back. This episode is not going to be like your regularly scheduled program. This is an update journal entry of your girl. Yours truly, Kathy, coming in after a month hiatus to let you know what's been going on, where I'm at, and what is the future going to hold. So, if you came here looking for some lichen sclerosis information, I'm sorry to disappoint, but you might want to just move on to an old episode, or if I have really something and this is the future, move on to the next episode. I promise you there will be jam-packed full of information about lichen sclerosis. But if you are one of my ladies, my die-hard true fans who give a damn about what is going on with me, continue to listen because you are who I am here for today. So, as you probably know, I've been suffering from fatigue, insomnia, muscle pains, just a litany of not good feelings that had nothing to do with my lichen sclerosis. And I went to the doctor, had a ton of blood tests done to the tune of over $1,000. And they came out with, not surprisingly, I'm high on the inflammation indicators, and I have a new autoimmune disease called Sjögren's, which, if you don't know what it is, because I didn't know, it attacks your mucus glands, I guess, what do you call it? Like the glands that make your saliva, the glands that make the wetness in your eyes. So you get dry mouth, you get dry eyes. It can affect your joints, so you get joint pain. It can cause fatigue. And it's just a whole nother headache that I have to worry about. So my doctor sent me to go see a rheumatologist, which I did. Very nice lady, highly recommended, very high reviews. And she basically told me I was fat. She said, yeah, I need to lose some weight. And she said she figured that if I lost some weight, it would alleviate a lot of my issues. She thinks that I'm suffering from sleep apnea, and that is causing my insomnia, which is then causing my fatigue. And she told me I have a fat neck. I was like, oh, I mean, what do you say to that? I was just like, oh, okay. She, you know how they open your mouth and look down your throat? And she did that, and she was just like, yeah, you're everything is so big. I can't even look down your throat. I'm like, okay. I tell you what, she was 100% honest, and I can't fault her for that. She didn't sugarcoat it, and that's my kind of lady. So I wasn't mad at her. You know, she wasn't being mean. She was just being straightforward and honest. And I appreciate people like that because, you know, it cuts through the bull and gets straight to the point. So I know I need to lose weight. It's something that I've been putting off, and I know what I need to do. I just ain't felt like doing it. I've been putting everything else in front of it, and I said I'll get to it eventually. But apparently, eventually needs to happen like now because it is affecting my health. So, this past couple weeks, I ain't gonna tell you I've been exercising and doing any kind of healthy eating because I haven't. What I did do was I got me a bottle of sleeping pills to try to help alleviate my sleep schedule. Because I was literally up all night. And then I would fall asleep maybe about 5, 6 in the morning. And get up 1, 2 in the afternoon. Or I would stay up all day, get a couple hours sleep in the morning, go back to sleep at like 12, and then wake up at 7. And then here, dinner's passed. My husband's all pissed off at me because I didn't get up and feed the kids, and it was just becoming an issue. And school was about to start, so I knew I had to get my stuff together. So I got me a bottle of sleeping pills. They, not the antihistamine stuff. It was the melatonin. I did that for about a week, and my sleep schedule is back now. I go to sleep about 9 o'clock, I wake up about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's all good. But life is always throwing you a curveball, and now I gotta go back to work. And guess what? I work overnight. My shift starts at 10 at night and I get off at 6:30 in the morning. So guess what, body? You got to go back to sleeping all day and being up all night. So yeah, my body's probably like, what the hell are you doing to me? Make up your mind. So yeah, I go back into work tonight and we shall see how that goes. It's been 7 months since I've been at work, and in that time, I've been able to create for you and been on social media and researching, and so it's definitely going to affect what I can do for you, but I'm not stopping. I might have to slow down because I do have to prioritize my health and my family. And I have to go back to work because I got to pay these medical bills because, oh yeah, my doctor, this rheumatologist, she wants me to go get a sleep test and she wants me to get a whole bunch of more blood tests and get some other examinations. But all of that costs money, so I got to go back to work so I can pay for these medical bills. But that's the story of life, right? And I'm just continuing to smile. And I thank all of you who have reached out to me to see how I'm doing, who've kept in touch. I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. I've thought about you all the time, all the time. I have my new workstation set up in my bedroom that was literally completed like not even a week before I started feeling ill. And so it's just a constant reminder that I got to get back to doing what I love. I got to get back to getting you guys information and talking to you and support and everything. So I seriously need support when it comes to diet, exercise, and things like that. I thrive on just the support and being there and being held accountable, knowing that I have to show up for somebody else. I show up. I do what I got to do and I show up. So I'm going to set up some kind of way that we can possibly do some kind of accountability group or some kind of support group as far as diet and health and, you know, eating right and exercise. And if you're struggling or if you are also having to lose weight or if you're in the midst of something or you want to start and you want to, we do it together, please reach out. Just shoot me an email, Kathy with a K at likeisclerosispodcast.com. I welcome the support. I'm probably going to restart my YouTube channel. I'll probably rename it something, but it was Cat Gets Her Sexy Back. And because that really, really held me accountable and I was on it. I was doing it and it didn't seem like a chore. And so I don't want it to be a chore because it's not going to last. But let's make it fun. So if you want to come on this journey, this lifestyle change with me, I want you to come with me. Please, please jump on board. Let's do this. If not, that's cool. I won't, you know, I'll mention it minimally in the podcast. But if you want to follow me, you know, just go subscribe to Cat Gets Her Sexy Back, which, like I said, I'm going to change the title because that doesn't define what I'm doing now. But it'll be something similar. So, yeah. I just wanted to come on here, give you an update, let you guys know I'm still alive. I'm still in it to win it with you. I'm still going to bring you information. It's just going to be a little different. I already have 2 episodes pre-recorded, ready to go for the next 2 weeks. I have an interview scheduled soon. And I'm excited. I'm feeling way better. I'm not so tired. I'm still feeling some joint pain and some pain in my arm, but I feel way more like myself than I was. So I'm just happy to be back on the mic and in your ear, and I cannot wait to start this journey. And I hope you join me if that's your thing. If it's not, I got you. I still got your lichen sclerosis information coming. And yeah, so I will be here next week. And I hope you will be. And I look forward to talking to you. So you have an amazing week. And I will talk to you then. All right. Bye.